An Accidental American, written by Alex Carr and read by Caroline Lee. Valsemis handed the first of the pictures to me. It was a photograph of Rahim and Rhys, the two brothers caught unaware, walking together down a city street.
"This was taken just last month," Valsemis explained, "in Lisbon."
"So Rahim's brother visited him," I conceded. "But even if Dries is with the IAR, this doesn't make Rahim a terrorist."
Valsemis nodded patiently, then put second photograph in my hand. Some dozen men were seated around a long table, each in full military dress, each sporting a dark moustache. And at the head of the table, like a patriarch at a family dinner, his face unmistakable, sat Saddam Hussein.
"Ibrahim al-Rashidi," Valsemis said, pointing to the man to the immediate right of Hussein. "Saddam's second in command in Iraqi intelligence."
I shrugged again. "I still don't see what this has to do with Rahim."
Valsemis added the third picture to the stack.
"We took this last week," he said. "Lisbon again."
It was Lisbon, all right.
The picture had been taken at the Café à Brasileira, just off the Largo do Criado. The café's trademark yellow umbrellas were a dull shade of grey in the black and white photograph, but I'd recognize them nonetheless. In the center of the picture, at one of the outdoor tables, two men sat over coffees.
Al-Rashidi,
Valsemis said, pointing to the man on the right. He was in civilian dress now, a dark business suit and tie.
"I don't have to tell you who his companion is."
I looked down at the face, the eyes and lips fading into the paper's dark ink. 12 years, and I would have known him anywhere.
"We have serious and credible intelligence that the IAR is planning something with the help of the Iraqis,"
Valsemis said, taking a careful step back.
"Something bigger than Nairobi. And Rahim is part of it."